Proverbs chapter number 22. A little bit different tonight. I don't know. Brother Kevin asked me last week if I could preach tonight. I was real excited about it, and the Lord began to work on me, and he gave me this thought, and I really didn't know what direction he was leading me, Brother Kevin. I wasn't sure. I got the thought, but I really didn't know where I was going with it. It seems like since then, he's just revealed a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more. And I still ain't real sure how it's all going to tie in, but I'm trusting him to do that. He told me to trust him, so I'm going to do my best to do that tonight. We're going to just read one verse, Proverbs chapter number 22, verse number 28. The Bible says here, it says, "Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set." Let's pray tonight. Lord, Heavenly Father, God, I do thank you, Lord, for this day. God, I thank you for your many blessings, Lord, for being so good to me. God, I know you've been far better to me than I could ever deserve. I thank you for that. Lord, I pray tonight, God, as we stand one more time to preach, Lord, I pray that you give us liberty. God, I pray you give us unction from the Holy Ghost. Lord, I know that I'm nothing. God, I know that before you, I'm as helpless as I can be. But Lord, I know if you'll help me, Lord, that great things could be done. Lord, I decided a long time ago that I wasn't going to try to be a man pleaser. Lord, I'm not concerned about what people think. I'm not concerned, Lord, about how the message seems to men. But Lord, I'm concerned about how it seems to you. And Lord, I want to be pleasing to thee. And I believe that you've laid this message on my heart. I'm going to do my best to preach it tonight. I just pray you'd help us, Lord, to do just that. Pray you'd speak to the hearts of your people. Help us all, God, that we move up closer to you. And I pray if there's anyone here that's lost, Lord, I pray that you'd show them their need for salvation. Lord, might this be the night, Lord, that they accept you as their Savior. We ask all these things in your most precious name. Amen. You can be seated tonight. I thought maybe if we look in the book of Proverbs, and no doubt we see chapter 22 here, and I don't mean to just pull one verse out of this, but we know that probably this is Solomon that's writing this chapter, and we see there's all kinds of good insights, seems like, down through this chapter. It speaks of raising a child up in the way that it should go. Right. And I still believe that today.
Yes,
so now, preacher, they wrote this, I imagine 1,000, 2,000 years before Christ, do you still feel like that applies and is pertinent today? Yes, I do.
Yes,
this Bible is far ahead of what people really realize. I thought that there in Genesis, you know, the Lord, he just spoke these things into existence. Just in a sentence, he created the whole universe.
Yes.
And ever since then, man has been trying to figure it out. And all the time I see on the news how they say, well, there's more to it than what we knew. We've seen farther out. There's more there. And we can't even, one sentence, and we still ain't got it figured out.
Right.
And that's this book tonight. And you won't exhaust the resources that are in here.
Hey.
But I thought as we come down to this verse 28, it seems like the Lord just, and I believe that the Lord wrote this, if you will, the Holy Ghost moved upon this man to pen these words down.
Sure.
And of course, and through the time there that this ended up in the canon of scriptures, it ended up in our Bible, and I believe the Lord orchestrated that.
Yeah.
And so I believe it's something that we should look at, something that we should listen to. And so we see here that it says, "Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set." And so a very smart man, Solomon here, had great godly wisdom. And he spoke these words, and I thought about what he said here and how he says to remove not the ancient landmark. And I began to think about that word, landmark. And so I looked up the definition to it, Brother Matt, and it says that there's it's a twofold definition, kind of the same thing used in two different ways.
Uh-huh.
And the first definition it had was it said that it designates the boundary of a land.
Sure.
And so back in these days, they did not have an iPhone and a GPS, and they could not get on the internet and tell exactly where their land was, how much they are. And so then they would have these landmarks that they would go by. They would say, well, I own to this certain tree with a split in it, and it goes from there to this rock. And those are landmarks. And they own that area maybe on this side of that, and their neighbor owned on the other side of that. And so, you see, it's a landmark. It designates a boundary.
Right.
So there's a line there. See, me, I've got a neighbor, and we live real close right there. And there's a pole, and then there's a tree on down, and there's a line. There's like an imaginary line there. And there's a line between our land. And I mow on my side, and he mows on his. That's his land and my land. And so you see there's a boundary here. There's
right.
a line,
yeah.
if you will. And I truly believe that in our Christian lives today, that God has got some boundaries.
Yes, sir.
He's got some imaginary lines, some lines in the sand, if you will, that have been drawn for us. And maybe in different areas, there are different things. You see, the Bible says here that these landmarks, it said that this landmark is an ancient landmark. Ancient just means old. It's old. It's something that we've inherited, Brother Tyler. It's an ancient landmark. And I want to say this tonight, that I'm thankful for the landmarks that have been handed down to
yes,
us.
Sir.
And you see, that this 1611 King James Bible right here is really the drawing book for all of these landmarks.
Right.
This is our guide, Brother Delmer, that this shows us where those lines are. This shows us where God says, don't go past here. Do this, don't do that. This book tells us that.
That's right.
And this book was not given to us just by circumstance.
Right.
But down through time, we know from history that Brother Delmer, there's many men who die, who give their lives. Brother Josh, they had families.
Go ahead.
They had children.
Go ahead.
They had people to take care of, Brother Wayne, and they give their lives up so we could have this book.
You're right.
See, it wasn't an easy road. Today, we can walk down to Walmart and buy a King James Bible. For the most part, they've probably got one. It'll cost us $10. And what that's done to us, I'm afraid, is it's made us not very Christian.
Yes.
Right? It's just something we just throw around. But this word, it's precious. And it's something that we've inherited. It's something that's been handed down to us. And we all know that the devil's been attacking.
Yeah.
He wants to cut it out. He wants us to not read it. He wants us to read something that's been watered down, something that's been changed, something where they've changed them lines just a little bit, where them landmarks ain't where they used to be.
Sure.
And that's what they're trying to do. That's what the devil wants to do. He wants us to think that the lines have changed, but they've not.
Right.
Those ancient landmarks are in the same place that they've always been. Brother Delmer, when you grew up, and when you got saved, and when you started preaching, the standard then is the same standard now.
Yes,
now, you wouldn't know that by hearing some of the preaching that goes on today, and the way people act, and what people say. You wouldn't know that the standard's the same. But according to God, it is.
Yes,
it's not changed one bit.
That's right.
And so what I believe that the Lord, and that's why I put this piece of tape here, I believe that the Lord has just, he's drew a line in the sand for us. A lot of things. Now it's different. I mean, just whatever situation we're in, Brother Josh, but there's lines in the sand.
Sure.
And I dare say that most of us know what we're doing with that line.
Right.
We know if we're back here, we know if we're right up close to it, we know if we're crossing over. We know. We know what God said. He's told us, and I'm talking about born again Christians tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Holy Ghost to guide us,
right.
And we know where these lines are.
Right.
Now, I'm on this side of the line, and I thank the Lord for that. But tonight, if you're lost, and if you've never been saved, well, you're already on this side.
Right.
And you can't get to this side on your own. You're on the outside looking in.
That's right.
The Bible says that if you've never been born again, that the wrath of God literally abides upon you. Now, that's a real bad state to be in. Now, I'm thankful that the Lord made a way for you to cross over to this side of the line. But it's only through Him.
Right.
Righteous living, doing right, living right, being right, all those things, they will not get you on this side of the line. But only the Lord can bring you across to this side.
Amen.
I thought about how that really, that line, there's different places that we might be compared to that line. Now, right here, I'm a pretty good distance away from that line, right? And that, Brother Delmer, that's where I want to be. I don't want to even get close to it. I want to be just exactly where I know that God wants me to be. Brother Josh, living right, doing right, prayed up, studied up, doing exactly what I know God wants me to do. There's sin, and it's just I've done my best to keep the sin out of my life. And I'm not anywhere close to that line. And that ought to be our desire. Now, I know that we it's impossible, Brother Wayne, to be perfect. I understand that. But, Brother Delmer, I do believe that we preach it perfect. And I do believe that there is a desire. There's a desire in me to live perfect.
Yes,
nobody's as hard on Dustin Ward as Dustin Ward.
Sure,
I'm as hard on myself as anybody is. And that's because the Lord has put something in me. And that's a good sign that we're saved.
Hey,
if you can go and do wrong and there's no chastisement, you don't feel bad about it, the Lord does not convict you, that's a good sign that you don't have it.
You're right.
And so tonight that's evidence, if you will, that we're saved. We want to be on the far side of the line. We want to be sold out. We want to be sold out to God. Talk about maybe the missionaries and things like that we know, Brother Tyler. I know that we put them on a high pedestal. And a lot of them, Brother Kevin, they're just sold out.
Sure.
Everything they have is the Lord's. And that ought to be our. I know we're not all missionaries, but everything we have ought to be the Lord.
Yes.
That ought to be our desire. So I thought about that. Now that, no doubt, is where we want to be. But I know, just from experience, Brother Delmer, that most people are right in this area.
Right.
They're real close. They're still on the right side, Brother Tyler.
You're right.
They're all right. They know that they're all right with God. They're saved. They've been born again. They're not just openly out in sin doing that. I mean, they're right here. And they're close. They like to ride the line, Brother Delmer. They like to just stick right in this area. Right enough where they say, well, I know I'm going to church, I'm not missing, I'm faithful, and I know that I don't have a great desire for the things of God, but I really don't want one.
Sure.
Now, I just want to know that I'm all right with God, and I'm good right where I'm at, just hanging in this area.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that most of us, that's where we like to hang out. That's where we like to stay, Brother Josh. We like to stay just real close to that line. Without crossing.
Mm.
But my goodness, that should not be the desire of a Christian today.
Amen.
If that's all that we ever want, Brother Kevin, we'll never get anywhere with God.
Right.
We'll never get anywhere with God just wanting to stay close to this line. Close enough that Brother Delmer, we know where it's at, and we know not to cross it, and that's all we want. We don't want to get over away from it. We just want to hang close to it.
You're right.
Just stay right there. I thought that maybe some people tonight, and this is a landmark we're talking about. And tonight, I'm thankful that growing up in a good church, Brother Kevin, that I know that these great men of God have handed down these truths to me. Brother Delmer, I appreciate you preaching the gospel all the years that you have. And that's a lot of why we have it today, Brother Josh. That's why we know. We know where these lines are. We're not, Brother Huey. We are not deceived. At Amazing Grace Baptist Church, we're not deceived. We know where God wants us to be. And so, but I'm afraid tonight that there may be many people, Brother Kevin, that they like to do this right here.
Yes.
They for a minute, Brother Donnie, they're on the right side. We're with God. We're good with God. And then they'll skip over. Riding the fence. You heard somebody say riding the fence. That's the way they treat it. They're good with God for a minute. They'll jump in sin for a minute.
You're right.
They'll jump back on God's side. They'll jump out into sin. They'll jump back on God's side. And what it is that they really, they've got a desire for God, but not enough that they want to just totally abstain from those sins, Brother Kevin.
Sure.
And I'm afraid that there's people like that tonight.
Yeah.
That they're in and out and they're struggling, Brother Downward. They're on the fence and they're struggling with those sins. And tonight, I'm thankful, Brother Kevin, that you're struggling with them, but we ought to be able to just lay them aside, leave them on the other side of the fence, and just stay on this side.
Hey,
and tonight, the Lord can help you with that. Now, I'm preaching to saved folk, people that are saved, by the way, that the Lord, He wants you to live a clean and separated life. That's the Bible.
Hey.
That's what He wants. Now, He don't want you straddling the fence, jumping back and forth, being on the good side of the fence, or on the good side of the boundary, and then on the bad side. And I tell you, when you're doing that, you're playing with fire, Brother Matt.
Sure.
Anybody, they're playing with fire, Brother Kevin. You're showing that you don't take God real serious at His word. You're not taking Him for what He says.
Yeah.
And we ought to believe God tonight.
Yeah.
He's a true God, but you can't lie. And there's much in this book said to the thought of people acting that way and doing those things, Brother Kevin. And so I'm afraid that there's a lot of people that are straddling that fence. But tonight, and Brother Kevin, it breaks my heart to preach this. But I thought about this, and I've lost sleep over it. It's broken my heart. But I thought, there's a lot of people that are over here. There's a lot of people, Brother Bill. Most of us, we're right here. There's a few of us that are right here. We're back and forth, back and forth. And what I'm afraid of is that there's people who have just, they've made their mind up, Brother Bill, and they've just done this right here. And they just walked across the line. And they know, Brother Kevin, they know where the line is. And they know that they've crossed it. And now tonight, I'm not talking about losing your salvation. I'm preaching to save folks.
Right.
And I'm not talking about losing your salvation. Because the Bible, Brother Delmer, I believe this with all my heart. The Bible never sets a landmark, it never sets a boundary for there to be a line where that line's drawn, Brother Josh, for us to lose it. There's no, I don't believe that there's a line that you can cross.
Amen.
To lose your salvation. But Brother Gavin, I do believe this, that there's people that they've walked across the line, Brother Bill, they've made their mind up, and they've looked at God, and they said, God, I know that what I'm doing is wrong. And I know that it's sin, and I know that you're against it.
Go ahead.
And I know that I've crossed that line in the sand, but I just don't care. I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing. And I don't care that I've crossed that line. That's dangerous ground.
Yeah.
I tell you, I say this and we'll move on. But the Lord, I know tonight we believe in eternal security, Brother Kevin. I believe in it with all my heart. But the Lord can take a whole lot of things away from you without taking your salvation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you can lose without the Lord taking your salvation.
Sure.
And I know that that's sobering tonight, but I want to send out a warning that if that's you, you better get serious with God. And you better take Him serious.
Right.
Because God is a serious God. And Brother Tyler, I believe he was with me that night, that Brother Marcus said this, that the boy stood up and he said, you know, if we'll take God serious, He'll take us serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it.
Sure.
I do. And so tonight, if you've crossed that line, and you know that you have, Brother Wayne, you better repent. You better turn from that sin.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about a little old prayer, Brother Kevin. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. And then tomorrow you're doing the same thing. But repent. Turning from it. Seeing that what you've done has offended God.
Right.
Brother Josh, if we sin, then I know that every time I sin, that Brother Delbert, the Lord Jesus Christ, had to pay for that sin.
Hey.
If I do something that's wrong, Brother Kevin, He suffered for it.
Yeah.
He bore that sin. And boy, if there's nothing else that would get us not to sin, that right there should. That right there should get us to see our sin for what it is and just turn away from it. I thought about this, and I'll read it to you real quick. Deuteronomy chapter 19 and verse 14. It says this, "Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it." So the Bible says that somebody, Brother Kevin, that moves that landmark, that if they remove their neighbor's landmark, that's a curse.
Right.
And
that's right.
We see so much of that today. We know, Brother Delmer, we know where that line is. Brother Jeff, it's right there. We know. God has shown us where it's at. And a good 1611 King James Bible, it'll show us where it's at.
Sure.
It'll show us the lines, right? And a lot of people in churches today, what they've done is they said, well, I know that that's what it says, but
right,
really, maybe drinking's not wrong.
Go ahead.
I mean, the Lord, He drunk what they called wine, so surely it's okay, right?
So they move the line just a little bit, Brother Downward. And then they say, well, I mean, the Bible never says anything about shacking up, so that's probably okay too. I mean, it just don't come out and say it, right? So that's okay to move the line just a little bit. And on and on and on, right? I mean, that's what we see today. And what they're doing is they're trying to move this line to where they can stay on this side and still be in their sin. And they'll try to use all kind of examples, Brother Downward, to do that. But tonight, I firmly believe that you know where that line's at.
Amen.
You can try to move it all you want, but the Bible says you'll be cursed. And move it as you may. Try to move it. Say it all you want. Say it all you want. You know the truth. I know that I thought when I was a little kid, Brother Kevin, I thought about some lies that I told. And I told them so much, Brother Josh, that I started believing them.
Sure.
I'd said it so much that I actually started believing what I was saying. And then sometimes I would think, and I'd think, that ain't even true. I'm saying, I forgot that I lied about that. And now I'm saying, like, it's the truth, and really, it ain't.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, I pray to God we will not do that tonight. That with God, with the things of God, with His standards, that we'll not try to conform around them so much that we'll forget where the lines are really at, by the way. I thought about this, and I'll be done. I thought that second definition of a landmark is an elevated object on land that serves as a guide to seamen. So, talking about men that are in boats and out on the sea, and they look up, and there's a landmark, something that they see that tells them where they're at, whether it be a lighthouse or whatever it may be. That they see that, and that is a landmark to them, to let them know where they are. And I'm thankful tonight that there was a time, Brother Kevin, that when I was lost, that there were some landmarks that I saw. There were some people, Brother TJ, that they set those landmarks out for me. And now I was out on the troublesome sea of life, but judging by those landmarks, I knew where I needed to go. I knew what direction I needed to head. And so I thought about maybe tonight, for people that are lost, that have never been saved, they're out by the way and they're on this sea of life. And maybe a lot of times, Brother Kevin, the waters are real smooth, they think. And the waters are going fine, everything's going good, you know, they got plenty of money in their pocket, their family's not sick, everything's fine, they think they've got it all figured out, Brother Downward.
Yes.
But as soon as those waves start to roll in, Brother Josh, when a storm comes in, then they'll begin to look for a landmark. That's what they'll do. They'll start looking and trying to figure out where they can be. I thought about how that somebody that is out at sea in a storm, that they're in the dark, they don't know that the sun has been covered up. They have no guide, Brother Kevin. They've got nothing to go by.
Yeah. Because
you see, back when they were sailing at sea, when a storm rolled in, that means that their stars were covered up.
That's right.
And so Brother Tyler, they didn't know. They didn't know where they was at. They were just there. And they were at the mercy of the sea. And you see, tonight, if you're lost, it's exactly where you're at. You're just at the mercy of the sea. You may think that you know where you're going.
Go ahead.
You may think you got it all figured out. But as soon as the storm comes in, it's going to rock your world.
Right.
You're not going to know where you're at. You're not going to know what to do. And that is the way that these men out at sea are when these storms roll in. They've got no guide, they've got no light, they're just out here in the dark and they don't know what to do. But if there's a good landmark, that landmark will provide some guidance for you.
Yeah.
And I imagine that if you were out in that situation, that as you would look up and see something that you recognize, maybe some kind of rock or just something, and they seen that and they thought, wait a minute, I recognize that, Brother John, I know where I'm at. And that would give them some guidance on what they needed to do. And that's what landmarks are. It'll give them some comfort. It'll give them some guidance. Give them some peace about what's about to happen. And tonight, in our lives and in the Christian world, I'm thankful that whenever I was lost at sea, whenever I needed landmark, Brother Josh, that there were some men and women, Brother Downward, that would hold up a landmark for me. And they may not have knew, Brother Kevin, that I was lost. They may not have knew a thing in the world that was going on in my life. But they knew to hold that landmark up. And just to keep on living right, doing right, keep preaching the gospel, keep singing songs about him, keep coming to church, keep doing those right things that they need to do. Oftentimes, Brother Kevin, we don't think that our daily lives make a whole lot of difference. We don't think that when we go to work, when we go to Walmart, Brother Delmer, that we're just doing these great mighty things. But if we're living a Christian life before people, we're being a light to them.
Yes.
You'll be more of a light to those people than you'll be to anybody else. When they see your car pulling out every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, and every Wednesday night, you say, do they notice that? I bet they do. Mm-hmm. I bet they notice what you're doing. They notice that you're faithful. They notice the kind of life that we live. And that'll serve, Brother Josh, as a landmark to them. It'll give them a little guidance. But the greatest landmark that we'll ever see is right behind us.
Yes, sir.
And that cross, Brother Kevin, will be the greatest landmark that we can ever show to them. I thought that as the Lord hung on that cross, no doubt we know that the Bible says that if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me.
Amen.
And that we ought to do that today. I understand that the Lord was lifted up on that cross, Brother Delmer, and that he was there. But today, Brother Kevin, people are going to hear about it.
Yes, sir.
We've got to do some lifting.
Amen.
We've got to do some tugging and some lifting to hold that cross up so that when those people, those lost people, Brother Tyler, that we come in contact with every day, so that they've got some kind of landmark to go by. And they've got to have some guidance. Lost folk, they don't know where they're going, don't know where they're headed. But if we can hold up a landmark for them, Brother Delmer, I believe that it can make such a great difference in their life. I've cleared my heart tonight. I'm going to ask Brother Donnie, if you will, to come and get a song, whatever they may want to sing, as you stand to your feet tonight. I thought maybe, Brother Delmer, this line, where are we at in relation to that line? Brother Jeff, I know where that line's at. And I tell you what, I've got a desire in me to get as far away from that line, Brother Matt, as I can get. I don't want to be riding the fence. I don't want to be close to it. Because the farther we get from that, Brother Delmer, the closer we'll get to God.